As you know, there was an important election last night in the state Senate race. The voters have delivered the majority to the Senate Democrats, which has established a basis for a system of checks and balances in the future of state government here in Wisconsin. I fully expect a smooth transition. I've been in discussion with both Governor Walker and with Senator Fitzgerald so that we can make this transition, as has happened all the times in the past, in a smooth and responsible way. So, do you have any questions?
I spoke with Senator Fitzgerald earlier. I asked him, are you majority leader, are you minority leader? And he kind of said, well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. They kind of made it sound like they're planning on a recount. Are you expecting that?
Well, you know, it doesn't make a lot of sense for a recount. It's 800 votes is the difference there. You know, that's about twice as much as what Bush won the whole state of Florida with. And 800 votes is even the Republicans have said that's an awful lot to try to make up in a recount.
But they're waiting for a couple of hundred absentee ballots to be counted.
Yes, but that shouldn't be enough to make up a difference for the 800 votes that the election was decided about. I expect that they'll look at it very carefully, but to me right now, and even Republicans have admitted that it's John Layman's was the victor last night.
Given that session's already ended, how much power do you actually expect to have with majority two years?
Well, you know, there is a lot of unfinished business, and we look forward to taking the issues that are confronting confronting our state, particularly in the terms of job creation, out to the citizens and opening up the governmental process to the citizens in a way that hasn't happened so far.
Do you expect to be back?
Well, that's going to depend on how my discussions with the speaker and the governor and go.
Do you think you can hold a majority for next year in the election?
You know, we're going to demonstrate why Democrats are the right people to be in power in the state Senate, and so that's my expectation.
Republicans think that they've got the 12th and the 18th, and they should be able to win.
You know, you never can count an election until it actually happens. Well, we talked about following through on his pledge to be the governor for all the people of the state of Wisconsin, including the ones that voted against him. He talked about his intent to invite the entire legislature to beer and brats and hamburgers out at the governor's mansion. And I congratulated him on his victory, and he said he looked forward to working with me. Oh, I think so. You know, I think it's something that needs to be done. We need to be able to start on the path that both Governor Walker and Mayor Barrett indicated is to heal our state.
Have you actually spoken with Senator Wongard since yesterday?
No, I've not spoken with Senator Wongard. In fact, I think it is up for him to make a decision, and then I think I'll try to get a hold of Senator Wongard. You know, I'm still looking at that to see what some of the impacts on those races were that resulted in the outcome that we had.
Can you talk a little bit about, when you look at, if you are able to hold the Senate, last session, the session before that, it seemed like every time, no matter what the Republicans did, the Democrats were firing off an email saying, here's why this won't work. Does that kind of thing have to stop if you're going to truly move forward?
Well, you know, when you have a split House or a split government, it requires you to engage in the kind of responsible discussion and negotiation that can lead to progress. We in Wisconsin have always, that's been our tradition. We may have big differences, but the kind of meaningful progress, whenever we make meaningful progress, we do it in a bipartisan way.
Representative Voss says he'd be willing to come back in extraordinary session to pass recall reform as a constitutional amendment. Are you interested in that at all?
I look forward to talking to Representative Voss about his plans.
Do you think there needs to be reform in the process?
Well, I certainly think we need to look at the amount of money that is allowed, the unlimited amount of money that goes in the recall process. A recall should probably be the same as any other election.
Senator Miller, how do you interpret the results of the governor's race last night? What were the Wisconsin voters telling the Democrats?
Well, I think there's a couple things to take back from that. One of them is the huge disparity in money that was spent. It's been well documented, the number of out-of-state contributions to the governor's campaign is almost a 7 to 8 to 1 differential. And that has to be disturbing to, I think, any concerned citizen of the state of Wisconsin, is the impact of out-of-state large donors in our political decision-making. It's our decision to make. It's not theirs.
Do you think it'll have any, what happened in the state yesterday, will have any effect on the presidential race? It seemed like President Obama's popularity here really wasn't affected, at least so far, by Governor Walker's supposed popularity.
That's interesting. I think the president is popular here in Wisconsin, and I expect him that to continue. You know, I'm going to be talking to Senator Fitzgerald. We made an agreement that we're going to get together very shortly to talk about how we move forward. And it's important that the majority set the tone for responsible governance, and I plan to do that.
Like on the mining issue, if there's a special session called?
I plan to set a tone for responsible governance on all the issues that confront us.
If you maintain a majority through next year, would you insist on repeal some of the collective bargaining changes?
There would be some tough negotiations on some of the issues that were ramrodded through in the earlier part of this session. The governor himself has said he wished he had governed differently. He made the pledge last night that he would govern in a way that was respectful of the minority, even those people that voted against him. And so I expect him to demonstrate how he's willing to do that.
Do you expect to be changing offices and going through all that stuff?
You know, all those details I'll work out with Senator Fitzgerald. I expect both he and Senator Ellis will be respectful of the institution and our traditions. We've always had smooth transitions in the past, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that it happens, and it is my hope and expectation that that will be the case with the Republicans.
What will you do as majority leader to show you're serious about working with the governor?
Well, I will... First of all, I'll probably go and have some brats, beer, and hamburgers at the mansion, but also engage in a meaningful discussion about the issues that we think we can move forward on in this session and the next.
What are those issues?
Well, that's something we will have to discuss.
If you maintain the majority next year, would you envision a lot of gridlock, considering the different news parties?
Well, I think what will happen is that, like I say, there will be a system of checks and balances, and that we will probably move down a central path where there is bipartisan support for most of the legislation that passes, and that will actually serve the people of the state well, is to not have these extreme swings from either left or right, that we'll move down a responsible central path.
Senator Miller, knowing the results now of the gubernatorial election, do you think it was a mistake strategically to try and recall Governor Walker? I mean, have you made him stronger than he was before?
You know, that was not a decision on the part of the Democratic Party. That was something that emerged organically out of the people of the state. Well, once it was, yeah, we got on that horse once it left the barn, you bet.
Okay, but what about the question? Was it a strategic mistake now that you know the results?
You know, our Constitution gives the citizens the right to decide who governs them. It's not us to decide, it's up to the citizens. And in our Constitution, they have this provision that if you feel that your elected officials are not doing their duty in a responsible way, in a way that they said they were going to do when they ran for office, that you have this ability to do the recall. And it is very clear in our Constitution that the people are supreme, not the legislature.
But do you think you've somehow damaged the Democratic Party in going for it?
No, this is a constitutional provision, one that is very seldom exercised because it's difficult. You know, in spite of the fact that we had a number of recalls this year, it's a difficult process, and it is one of those things that, because it's difficult, happens rarely.
One more question.
There were a lot of complaints from Democrats about the lack of new candidates for that governor's race. Does the Democratic Party have to sit down and say, we need to find who the rising stars are in this party in the state right now?
We are always looking for rising stars. Because one of those will emerge someday to be the governor, will rise one day to be the Democratic Senate Majority Leader. So thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.